Lucy, many congratulations. Thank that you. Was a fun night, wasn't it? Talk me through your first round, because that was a difficult course.
It was difficult. Everybody after the walk was talking about how it looked proper, and it was not only big but technical with lots of options. So we kind of changed our plan halfway through. After seeing a lot of people struggle to the triple, I actually left one out than most people were doing. I did five. And I'm lucky to have a horse that can handle the track, so if I stay calm and stick to the plan, then results like tonight happen.
I stood with your coach watching that, and I'll tell you what, he rode every fence. Was riding it big time for you.
He gets more nervous than I do. I think he really cares, and he puts a lot of hard work into it, so he definitely is riding every jump.
And you're approaching the jump off. What was your thoughts?
I came from 16th place into tonight, so I really needed to get a high placing. So I kind of went with the mentality like I did the first round, which is that I have nothing to lose, and it's no day to be conservative. So I tried to really go for it. Unfortunately, to the last, I had to turn a bit sharp, and then he got a little bit lost in the mouth, and then my distance and everything kind of got lost also, and we had the last jump, but the rest, he was smooth and good, and he feels really strong and fit for Sunday still.
And what does it feel like competing in a Longines FEI World Cup final in front of your very enthusiastic Las Vegas crowd here?
It's amazing. I have around 30 family and friend family members and friends that made a lot of effort to be here from across the country, so they were all standing up and fist pumping, and it's just really special to share that with them. Both sets of grandparents are here, and they don't often get to travel to see me ride if I'm in Europe and stuff, so it's really special to be there with them.